So this, well, I mean, I don't know, just, when it comes to, sort of a mystery, sort of, I guess, I mean, this is for, so for thrillers, it wasn't very thrilling per se, but, yeah, I mean, more of a mystery, that's the, yeah, that sometimes that is the point. I've certainly seen, worse. Who, one of those, those type, worse, they're certainly worse, especially, ones within, a bit of it. So it was combined with some romantic elements. There was a little of it as well, though. There wasn't a lot of that. It did end quite, abruptly, sort of, and a bit quickly, and obviously, but it's however though, for this sort of movie though, I mean, what difference does it make really? It's just, and to be fair, it's not like it gives it out easily, as in, I didn't figure it out before the end, at least. I mean, I had a thought at the end, so it's not like I figured it out per se. It's not like you could figure it out anyway until that outburst at the end. Because, yeah, otherwise, I don't think it's one of those, though, where the audience is given the clues and you just figure it out based on, I mean, I guess, yeah, the audience still doesn't know who it is, but they haven't. Clues per se, it's not like, you can just know that, blood doesn't match and such, and there were a lot of, coincidences, and some things didn't make sense, certainly. Like, I'm not sure why he kept killing and saying her name, as in, the first one. That I have no idea, yeah, why that. Why he kept saying, I mean, like, I understand an obsession, but why would someone kill other people then? Based on that obsession, unless somehow he thinks that they're all her, they're all embodiment of her or something. I'm not entirely sure. It still doesn't make much sense, but still, it's, yeah, it's. I mean, there were some bits that were a bit, sort of unbelievable, like when that person there told her that she won't let her in on the case, and then suddenly, within the minute, she reversed her position. So there, yeah, that's a bit too much. Yeah, I noticed that the book was written quite a long time ago. I'm not sure why suddenly then there's an adaptation. Usually, they're not that, usual adaptations don't take that long, but I guess maybe they do for, I don't know if this was technically, noticed that most of her other adaptations are TV movies, so, which of this is technically also, of course for me, all movies are TV movies, because that's where I watch them, so I wouldn't know otherwise. I certainly, have an option in cinema, but then I don't watch any in the cinema. Anyway, and it's the thing that I read there. There was something I read, as the supposed criticism. It's quite something, isn't it? How much people just moan or something like. Honestly, I don't know if in their ideal world, movies will be like acted by like three people who probably share a tooth in between them. But yeah. So anyway, this I mean, this is the problem. Then, I mean, it's, yeah, it's. I mean, I personally didn't. I don't generally think highly of movies unless there's something convinces me otherwise, but overall, on average, I seem to think less than I, well, I mean, you know, obviously, if I go, you know, watching top to five all, you know, and then generally I do rate them less. Generally, I mean, there's some, but it's a little bit, mostly not. Now, when it comes to this, though, it's very rare that, you know, not like I, you know, I rated it very highly, but for some reason, it's, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, these generally are. I'm not even sure if there is like a top to five role, sort of mystery, you know, police procedural, I guess it's called. I've no, I don't think I've noticed any, but you know, they're generally rated maybe, you know, 6, 7 average. Not this though, so I don't know. Yeah, that's the problem. It's not like, you know, based on the supposed criticism there was, you know, before I think your movie was made. I don't know. So that's the problem. You know, I wonder about what was it that or what? Because it's sort of a pathetic thing, you know. Like it's one thing to criticize the movie about, but it's quite another to, you know, to whatever. Just quite bizarre how it's said that supposedly she was critical specifically, and he looked at her profile, and it doesn't seem like she was. She's just an activist. Oh wow. What a crime. Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, based on this supposedly most helpful review on IMDb, yeah, unbelievably helpful, couldn't be more helpful. It just says it's terrible. Wow, that's unbelievably helpful. It's so helpful. It just it's a miracle. It's whatever it does, whatever it helps with, it's like a miracle. How the hell did nearly 200 marketers helpful here? There's some really weird people. Like literally doesn't give any reason. I suppose it could be worse, couldn't it? It could be, oh no, whatever. But you know, still, that is the very definition of not helpful. Whatever, can possibly expect too much of humans now, can one? One of those things, you know. But yeah, go down to the second one, and what do you know? You get bigotry. Can't possibly hide it for too long, right behind. What was that word again? I don't know. It was so bland, I literally forgot what the first review said. That's how bland it was. It's like something, it's like some sort of placeholder. Not even placeholder, you know, you usually go back to placeholders, but not this one, you know. It's like, you know, the most bland thing is the most helpful thing ever. Of course, when you attract, I guess, a certain number of people who apparently want to sexually harass, I don't know, apparently that's all it's about. Nothing to do with whether it's a good mystery or whether there's a twist really or not. No, apparently it's just about that's all, that's it, that's all. Remarkable. Imagine going through every movie thinking, no, this actor is an activist against rape. Wow. Yeah, okay, well, I guess you just, good luck on your journey watching just rapist movie. Good luck. I'm sure there's many such movies. Somewhere. I mean, you know, you could, I guess, you know, try to find them, but yeah, good luck. Anyway, so this is what's weird. I mean, it's not like I like the movie. I mean, it is sort of, okay, it is sort of bland, but they managed to make blander comments and, you know, supposed reviews, you know, and not just bland, but worse than bland, because of course there's worse than bland. So yeah, it's quite something, isn't it? It's not like I like the movie any better, just because people are stupid, but it's quite something, isn't it? How just what? All she did is drive around people. Like, wow, what a sin, driving around people to vote. Wow, what a sin. Murder itself, in fact, don't you know? Anyway, yeah, whatever. Oh, and by the way, it actually was the first movie that I noticed have a missing picture icon, like normally is seen in browsers. You know, when the URL doesn't provide an image, you get like a little picture, missing picture icon. Yeah, for some reason they didn't even, probably didn't even, like it was one of those logos at the end. I look at credits, you know, and I just noticed a missing picture icon. They didn't even, either didn't notice this or didn't care or something. It's quite something. I have not, literally never seen it in a movie before. I usually see it in browsers, obviously, but yeah, somehow it was in this movie. On you, huh?